You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today on this lovely Wednesday. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday. Good morning if you've tuned in at 7. Good afternoon if you've tuned in at 11:45. And good evening if you've tuned in at 8:45, my friends here at 8:45 at night, we've been on for quite some time now, some 16 years at this time. I thank you for having us tuned in. Actually, you're tuned in to God, to WGOD, where God is broadcasting. That's why you've tuned in today. And I pray you won't be disappointed. We're going to get right into the Word now. And we're looking at this parable of the talents. We're picking it up, I believe, on a little bit of my testimony on some of the talents that I have, because we all have talents. We've all been given something by the Lord, and we are to, as He said Himself, occupy until He comes. What are your talents? What are you doing? Are you trading with the talents He's given you, or have you buried it into the ground? We're in Matthew chapter 25. Let's pick it up right there today.
Now, according to this Jewish cyclopedia I found on talent, according to the Greeks, a talent was 57 pounds. A Roman talent was 71 pounds. An Egyptian talent was 60 pounds. Babylonian talent, 67. The heavy common talent used in the New Testament times was 58.9 kilograms. Which was 130 pounds. Do the math. John wrote that each hailstone falling in the end of the world plagues weighed perhaps 130 pounds. Can you imagine that? 130 pound chunks of ice falling on people's head? And they still don't repent, but they curse and blaspheme God, the Bible says. See, that just goes to show you, you need to repent today while you still can, because the time is coming when you're not going to be able to repent anymore. Repentance is a gift from God. He uses your conscience to lead you to repent. There's no guarantee, A, you're going to wake up tomorrow, or B, your conscience. We looked last time I preached at people at the end of the age and said whose consciences were seared with a hot iron. You're not always going to be able to repent. Let me move on. Now, verse 14, Matthew 25, 14. The kingdom of heaven is like. The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own slaves and delivered his goods to them. To one he gave 5 talents, be that whatever it is. To another, 2. To another, 1. Each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. Likewise, he that had received the 2 gained 2 more also. All right, so what's the equivalent of doing these kind of things here today? Well, I would say around town here, let's say the Brevard Sharing Center.
the Red Cross, Catholic Charities. It's a great organization of using the talents, cash, using the talents that God's given you to go out here and make a difference in this world. That's an example of someone using what God's given them to go out here and doing good with it. Remember what Jesus said, "And as much as you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me." I know a wealthy man here in Brevard County who had the money to end our fundraiser on one phone call. But I know a woman who gave the radio station $2 a month for 6 months. And I wrote her down for $12. And in God's economy, both gifts are equal. One gift for $12,000 was the same in God's eyes as someone that gave $2 a month. They're one and the same. It's using whatever talents that the Lord has given you. Let's use churches for an example. Now let's say First Baptist Merritt Island has been given 5 talents. And let's say Island Community Church has been given 2 talents, each according to its own ability. They do what they can according to what they have, and we do what we can according to what we have. Go by that church on Monday morning and you look and see what's going on there. People come there from all over the county. They give away thousands and thousands of dollars worth of food and clothing and showers and bicycles and everything. But you come to this church here every other Saturday and you'll get a bag full of canned goods. You'll get a loaf of bread, and by golly, people will pray for you and love on you. We're doing the best that we can with what God's given to us. And we'll stand before Him on that day, and we will give account. And I believe we've traded pretty good with the 2 talents that He's given us. And they'll be accountable on their own down the street. I'd say they've done a pretty good job too for the 5 talents that the Lord has given them. That's just a modern day example. And now we're going to see here coming up how the Lord responded to both. Okay, the last person in this parable starts with the word but. But he who received 1, he went and dug it into the ground and hid his Lord's money. Well, there you have it. 3 people, all given something by the Lord, a particular talent to serve the master as a bond servant or a slave. Not as a buddy, not as an acquaintance, but as a slave. The master's gone away on a long journey, as the text says in verses 15 and 19. He's given all of us talents. He's equipped all of us to carry out his work until he returns. So let me ask the questions then. What talent has the Lord given you? What talent has the Lord given you? What are you as his servant? What are you as his slave? You don't like that word, do you? Okay, what are you as Jesus' bud? No, it's not how it is. Read Luke chapter 6. Read what they did. They said, "Lord, we are unprofitable servants, slaves. We've done what we could." You don't just come in and sit down next to him at the table. You serve him. He's Lord. We are his slaves. What are you doing for the master? To me, just I want you to have a proper understanding of who Jesus is and who you are. What are you as his slave doing with his talents. Remember, they're not yours, they're his. And faith without works is dead, being alone. Now, if you're uncertain about question number one, I said, what talents has the Lord given you? Let me help you a little. What is it that you could do effortlessly and tirelessly around the clock that you don't even consider work, that would be considered, hopefully, kingdom work? Work that the Lord himself would do if he was here to do it. What could you do? What would you do? What could you do that would so engross you that someone would have to elbow you in the ribs and say, psst, look at the time. What could you do? Or for you to answer, where is the day gone? What is it? Ask yourself that question. What can you do? What would you do? What do you have such a passion to do? You could do it around the clock. For me, it's a passion for this book, for the Word of God. I'm self-taught in the original language. I about locked myself in a room for 2 years to learn it. And then with my own Bible translation, I worked on it 15 hours a day for 5 years. That's my passion. That was not work for me. That was joy. Now, day in and day out, a passion for the Bible started to flow and increase in me by leaps and bounds. This book was my life and my passion. And now, 20 years later, I share my passions with all of you. And I try to encourage you to have the same passion as I do for God and for the Word of God and for the kingdom of God. Now, how does that serve God? Maybe all you could answer that. I can only hope and pray that me getting people excited and passionate about God will have some true and lasting value. I hope what I share with you is contagious. I want you to catch what I have. And God's no respecter of persons. What he's done with me, he wants to do with everyone. I had no idea what I was in for. It's like I went up on a mountain and I came down.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on believing God for healing was recorded at our 2018 Chicago Gospel Truth Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
Man, I was over in Germany and I was preaching on this exact thing, and I would have the translator just read that verse. And so I said, verse 21, and instead of me